I believe that's called mania.
I've been committed for hysteria.
What about her hysteria?
Sir, I'm committing this woman. Under what circumstances? She is a hysterical broad.
So she's a woman.
I don't know why more women didn't get themselves checked in for hysteria.
Every
didn't
woman
commit
did.
Themselves.
Like a ton of women did. Like a lot. Whoever could afford it did it.
Mental assignment, like horrible conditions.
No, if you went to a doctor with hysteria, they would give you an orgasm.
Yeah, hysteric paroxysm.
What?
As it was known in the day.
Yeah, that's why they invented
the vibrator.
The vibrator.
Because doctors were getting carpal tunnel
from giving women too many orgasms.
The steam-powered vibrator was invented in the late 19th century, I believe.
It's like the fifth thing to actually be steam-powered.
It was the fifth thing to be electrified after the toaster,
sewing machine.
I'm not going to lie. I did not know about this.
I know all sorts of facts about the female orgasm.
There's a movie about it.
There's a movie about it. There's also an episode of the comedy podcast Sawbones. It's all about the history of hysteria.
I mostly just know this because I'm a woman who appreciates a female orgasm.
I think most women appreciate the female orgasm.
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs more orgasms in their life, honestly.
Well, we're just discussing the female orgasm.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying there need to be more in the world.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Oh god, that just reminds me of the worst WikiHow article I've ever read.
Yeah.
Which is how to treat a cat in heat.
I'll
leave out most of the details, except that they recommend to use a Q-tip.
And yeah.
They go on to say that if people had cat orgasms, there would be no war and everyone would be happy forever.
I remember that. Like that.
I
remember the Venture Brothers. They mentioned like, oh, the cat's been really yowly and she's in heat. It's like, did you try the thing with the Q-tip? Yeah, we couldn't look at each other for like 2 weeks.
All this is staying in for side chatter.
Oh, I completely forgot that we're recording.
Yeah, we're always recording when Travis is around.
Oh my god, yes, this is some good side chatter. We had enough like timed pauses and everything, and enough like interjects and everything that actually felt like a radio show discussion right there. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I should like play music after this.
The more you know.
So anyways, Ashton.
Oh, good, because I was about to say something really inappropriate.
And I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, to do with you.
No, let's move on before I get tempted to say it again.
I'm gonna have you committed for hysteria.
Good.
By the way, the bedroom, the hospital. Was that too subtle? Like,
or as Nate calls it, the nut house.
God damn it! God damn it! Charlie, I'm gonna dropkick you. Next time I see you, I'm gonna point at you from eighth of a mile away. I'm gonna run at you, and I'm not gonna stop until you've been drop kicked. And goddamn, the sun will be setting.
I mean, you're setting yourself up to be casually stepped aside from.
I said I won't stop. Okay, what is this, Charlie?
It's a good game. You play it. Have fun with racing time.
Over the road racing. 18 wheels of thunder.
Funny, because there's no collision physics in the game at all.
There are.
Also, it's impossible to lose a game because the AI won't cross the finish line.
What?
They will always... Also, you can go infinitely fast if you go in reverse.
What?
There is no stopping acceleration in reverse. You just kind of activate a time drive, and it begins this like unearthly squeal as you fly off away from the map.
Oh yeah, I remember Big Rig.
Gunny, what are you doing? There's nothing for you in there, buddy.
Is he beating up something?
Yeah, he wants to lay on it, and he wants to make sure that there's nothing in it. And now he's laying on it, and he's still not sure if there's anything in it.
What is it?
What's that net gearbox? He's concerned about it. He's putting his arm in there. He needs to make sure. He's just shoved his face into it. Gunny, this box is smaller than your face. You're going to get your head stuck.
Welcome to Pug Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
My cat's being silly. And by silly, I mean retarded.
We love our cat.
I love our cat.
We're a cat family. Internet.
Yeah.
It's almost like we come from a cat planet.
The internet won't understand that joke.
Boo.
The internet will at the very least understand that cats are lovable creatures that are...
I can hear him beating up something here.
What are you doing, Gunny? This is ridiculous. You're making a fool out of yourself on the internet. We are live. That's right. Look around as if you're ashamed. Also, shit. Man, I actually looked at the link that Charlie posted.
Why?
Because this is relevant to your interests.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
I like to think that is actually what, like, is he the people are seeing when you roll Fear the Ghost?
Yes, that's it. Oh, God, I gotta stop.
Like, I think that's, I like to think that is, like, legit what they see and is terrifying. Because, shit.
I like how, from the angle of the bed in the background, it looks, that is just, you are just waking up and you see that. You're in your bed, with your sports remade memorabilia around you, and you look up and, oh god, spooky ghost.
Oh no, ghost is being spooky. Stop!
The correct term is spoopy.
Whoa.
The entire scenes, all the scenes of Eddie selling his game, I want to imagine them as like voiced montages with the sound of silence in the background.
They should be as mournful as possible. Eddie, like, they all feature Eddie giving like really longing looks as he hands them over.
Oh, here's
watch it. Watch as like, the person go with them.
Even better. Like, if you just
and, like, he refuses to let go.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
What are you gonna say, Nate?
Come to talk with you again.
Montaging the Gaylord family secret.
You picture two looking like you did lots of things. It's a montage. Montage!
This is in strict deference to Eddie's other montages, which usually is some Justin Timberlake
or Queen.
Like, I just imagine a completely normal day of Eddie's. There's just a montage of him at school, but bringing Sexy back is the only thing in the background.
Normal school things.
While he's doing completely normal school things.
I would maintain
and
that.
And nothing special at all.
I would maintain that Eddie like continually walks around and the and Don't Stop Me Now is constantly playing.
You know what's funny? He's got a computer in his ear, so that's probably his own personal soundtrack. Like, every time you think he's just sitting there quietly, he's just really jamming out to ridiculous songs.
Eddie's really focused on what he's doing. What do you think he's thinking in Eddie's head? Do 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 do. I am so awesome.
So true.
Wait a second. I imagined it in a comic-like format, okay? While we're still on this derail of montages. Just like, a couple of students are sitting at their desks, and they look over at Eddie, and they're like, he looks really focused, I wonder what he's thinking about. And then, next panel, it zooms closer on Eddie's face. Next one, closer on his face. Next one, closer on his face, until you just see his eyes. At the bottom, text, I'm bringing Sexy back.
That MP3. Just backwards reflected in his eye.
Oh my god. Okay. Gunny, I'm gonna remove this. Because you're really concerned about it right now.
And, like, I'm going to alleviate your concerns by getting it out of your vicinity.
Is he still doing that?
That's so cute.
What?
He's so concerned about that box or whatever, he just keeps trying to wrestle with whatever he's trying to do.
He keeps trying to, like, scratch at it and shove his head into it, but, like, the box is too thin for his head. And he, like, shoves his arm into it and just reaches around really fast and... What is in here? I need to know! This box hides something!
Beat up the box, Kenny. Beat it up.
Well, who are we losing? Charpy? We're losing Charpy? Anyone else here still?
Me.
Yeah, it just seems to be Charpy.
Okay. Well, he actually made his check, so I'm gonna wait for him then.
I don't know. I'm not sure he made the check you're looking for. He made a perception check.
Oh, that's true. He did roll perspiration. So, Alexis perspires.
Just sweating all over the place.
Are you gonna make it? Make sure.
Yeah, I'll be good. The coffee drugs, the grounds have all been filtered through my system.
You should eat the grinds. That helps.
Oh god, no, that's disgusting. It's just like this. I wish I had a camera or something so I could show you how it's just the sludge at the bottom of my cup.
So
and that's.
I know what that's like. It happens.
I'm
going to
tell you about
too.
The nasty coffee I make when I need to stay up. It is hot chocolate mix, coffee grinds, and boiling water. I don't even filter it, and then I just drink it straight and chew the grinds at the bottom.
Well, see, I only have the grinds because the only coffee maker that I have is a French press. So, unless it's like specifically ground for a French press, stuff still gets through.
Yeah.
Because for a French press, you need to keep the grains a little bigger.
French presses are awesome.
Yeah, it's really handy because it only makes like 2 cups of coffee, which is all I ever really need because I don't drink that much coffee. But just. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
You should take more. You should take a skill called Batman. It's just really a catch-all skill.
Just a catch-all stealth skill.
No, or, that's a catch-all skill. Period.
What stat would it be under?
All right. So I want to punch this guy. All right. Roll Batman. Roll body plus Batman. All right. Okay. You punch him, and he goes like flying a few feet and is just out unconscious.
I'm
gonna climb this building. Right, give me a body plus Batman.
I'm a little afraid that it would be the only skill I'd ever need again.
Yes, it would.
Oh no, you can't do really good interpersonal stuff with Batman.
That's true. You cannot do that. That's when you take the Bruce Wayne skill. Go ahead and roll stealth to try and like.
To try and crash, crash. To Nate, everything nope. Okay over there?
Yes. I accidentally knocked my headphones off my head.